The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yes, it is Tuesday. We always visit with Congressman William Timmons. And Congressman, good to have you in. How are you this Tuesday morning?
Joey, good morning. I'm doing fantastic. I'm in South Carolina. Always good to be here. Had a great week last week. I get to spend this week here as well. So things are going well.
A two-week recess and then back next week, huh?
You know, I like the word recess, and I wish that my team would view it as a recess. It's a district work week. They work me nearly to death. So we call it a district work week because they make me work.
Yeah. And you know, that is an odd term. Wonder how that originated, to call it a recess.
I think that they originally called it a recess, and people got mad at them for not doing anything and then taking recess all the time. We only work 65 days a year, so... I'm trying to change that. I think we should work at least twice as much, but, you know, we got some old people in the house, and,
yeah.
it's tough to get them to come to the office.
Change is not quick there for sure. Let's quickly jump in here. First, before we get started on a couple of things, I want to talk about the economy here in the upstate and around the country for that matter. But first, let's quickly touch on the impeachment inquiry. Now, of course, we learned over the weekend there's a second whistleblower who supposedly has firsthand knowledge of the president's phone call. Does this change anything, Congressman? Do we learn anything more from someone other than the fact that they can say that they firsthand confirmed the knowledge that we've already read in this in the president's a phone call?
I think it changes about as much as the second Kavanaugh accuser changes things. You know, this is all nonsense. The first accuser had exclusively secondhand information, total hearsay. I heard something that someone said. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. And, you know, there's also this question of the collusion with the chairman of the Intelligence Committee. You know, there's allegations that the chairman of the Intelligence Committee and his staff may have helped write the whistleblower complaint. That's just ridiculous. I think that this is the latest in a mini series of attempts to find a reason to remove the president from office. And I'm excited that this is the number one thing I can promise you it's done is show that Hunter Biden was doing a whole bunch of stuff he shouldn't be doing. And that has reflected poorly on President Biden. Whether the president illegally used his office is an argument, but I can promise you the American people think it's not right for somebody that has no experience in the gas industry to make $50,000 a month.
Yes.
I mean, that's an enormous amount of money. So if that's not pay to play, if that's not what the president said was wrong with the Clintons and with the Obamas and with the Bidens, I don't know what is. So I think that this is just going to really take Biden out of contention for being the Democratic nominee. And that's good news for the president. And I think Elizabeth Warren being the Democratic nominee is the most guaranteed way to have a second term for President Trump.
Now, speaking of Ms. Warren, you know, she's had a little hurdle here, a little stumble. I'm sure you've heard of the school board saying that they did not, in fact, terminate her, as she has so widely used in her speeches around the country, claiming that in the early 70s, as a young pregnant teacher, she was fired for showing. And now the school board released yesterday copies of minutes from the school board saying that they actually offered her a second year.
It doesn't surprise me, but I do think I think it's tough when you make things up when you speak and you're not talking about personal experience and fact and you're trying to play to your audience. That's never good.
Yep.
I think that if you do that for a decade or two, it's going to catch up with you.
I guess maybe she has said this enough that she's convinced herself that it was true. And so she keeps repeating the fact that, you know, she feels, or in her memory, she was asked not to return, when in fact the school board says, oh, no. You know, here it is in the school board meetings where we voted to offer you a second year. So, all right. So we kind of got off
track.
Hold on.
There. Let's finish being off track.
Okay.
This sounds kind of similar to her saying that she was a Native American for decades.
Yes.
And then when she did a genetic test, she really isn't. So,
yes.
memory is a tricky thing.
It is, especially when you change that memory. All right, so let's talk a minute about the good things, because there are a lot of good things going on. You know, I've started this thing. I started it a couple of months or so ago back now, Congressman. On Thursdays, we call that Thankful Thursday, and we talk about things that we're thankful for, because we do have a lot to be thankful for. I mean, look at the economy. Look at the situation here in the 4th District. Lots of jobs out there, record unemployment, and you have to attribute some of this to President Trump's tax cuts, do you not?
I think tax reform is definitely a major player. I think deregulation is a major player, and I think what we need to do is pass USMCA and come to a close and bring China to the table and in that trade war, and we will have the most incredible economic growth we've ever had. We are doing great. We need to continue to do great, and I think the president's policies are what has gotten us here.
Yeah. Where do we stand on passing USMCA?
The administration doesn't want to jam the speaker and force a vote on the floor, so they are trying to play nice. They don't play nice in many places. Apparently, this is one that feel it is appropriate. So we are waiting for the speaker to be sufficiently okay with it to allow her to initiate this. Ultimately, the votes are there. We've had 300-plus votes since June. We probably have close to, I mean, I'd say 350 right now. So everybody that is voting from a position of whether it's good policy or not is going to vote yes. The only no votes are going to be people that are playing politics and don't want to let the president get a win.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Well,
I think it'll pass this year, though.
Yeah.
I do think it'll pass this year.
It just baffles me on why some of the Democrats, or most of the Democrats, I should say, they just want to dwell on this impeachment thing with the president rather than doing the people's business and doing the things, focusing on the good things. I mean, another positive, I mean, just yesterday, we got Census Bureau data that shows that during the just over 2 years of the Donald Trump presidency, that middle-income class incomes have surged by just over $5,000. The median household income, Congressman, is just over $65,000. And just in comparison, okay, in the 8 years that Barack Obama was in the Oval Office, in 8 years, incomes inched up just over $1,000. They've gone up over $5,000 in the just over 2 years that Donald Trump's been president. How do you argue with that?
You don't. The president views the government as it should be. It needs to be as limited as possible. It needs to not get in the way of businesses. It needs to not take more of our hard-earned tax dollars than they need. So, you know, it's not surprising that when you let people keep more of their hard-earned money and get out of the way of business, they will invest and they will grow. And that's what's been happening, and that's what needs to continue to happen.
Yeah, well, I certainly, no disrespect to you, Congressman, but I certainly know how to spend my money better than the U.S. Congress. So I want to keep it and do things that I want to do with, and that's what's happening, and you can't argue with that. And, you know, we'll just keep fighting the fight and appreciate what you're doing in Congress.
Joey, great to be with you. Look forward to talking with you next week.
Sure thing. Hey, and tell the guys to back off and let you rest a little bit.
I've tried many times and they don't listen, but I'll tell them that you said that.
There
Let's
you go.
See if that works.
There you go. Yes. I'll send them a copy of this morning of the audio from this so they can listen to it. Okay.
So that's very kind of you.
Congressman William Timmons, have a great Tuesday. Appreciate you being here, and always love catching up with the Congressman from the 4th District.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.